Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Hak Bum-gang. I'm working in the National Institute of Horticultural and Herbal Science, NIHHS, in Korea. Most of all, I'm very glad to be here to share our study in this conference. The title of my talk is Cyanus Affecting Flowering, Wild and Nutrient Status in Sierra Mandarin, Highly Cultivated Greenhouse. First, I'm going to give you a brief introduction about the studies and then talk about what was done in the study and then tell you about the result. Most of citrus is usually propagated by grafting, and triple orange is widely used as rootstock for sesame mandarin since it has a good draft and cold hardiness in Korea. Sierra mandarin is believed in Japan, but mainly needs triple orange as its root strong in Korea. But these days, cyanus have observed in the grafted Sierra mandarin. Cyanus is a root which is originated from a sign of the trees. It is usually such well generated when seedlings are deep planted at the soil around the grafted part. But these days, the cyanus occurs. There are some problems in use of the flowering and fruit quality. This photo shows us how to generate the cyan root in the Sierra mandarin. Here is the grape part. Below is the rootstock, it's the triple orange. Left part is the cyan root, very vigorous root. Now is half of the cyan root occupy the root of the Sierra mandarin. Time has passed, the tree has changed just right. Most of the remaining roots were cyan root in Sierra mandarin. But the original rootstock was degraded. So this tree is very difficult to induce flowering. So this tree is having a few fruits since 2011. So this farmer found these types of severe occurrence of the cyan root tree. They tried to get rid of the cyan root. And cyan root is cyan in their orchards. So our experiment is carried out to find out effect of cyan root outbreak on flowering, photosynthesis, mineral composition, and fruit quality, and wild in Sierra mandarin. From now, I will tell you about the method and method. We use the Sierra mandarin, it's just 30 years old. Our experiment carried out 2011 to 2030. The treatment consists of two treatments. First is the normal treat, that's control. The original rootstock is the triple orange, but second is a cyan rooted tree. Originally the rootstock is the same, but it's now most of the remaining root is a cyan root. This photo shows the more detail of the whole part of the root. Here is a grafted part. Below in the part root is the originally triple orange is the rootstock, but now it's the color is brown. It's now a process of degrade. And upper part is the cyan root. Now it's very vigorous. So to this discrimination of cyan root, we use the analyzed by the SRAP to measuring the process. We use the LI-6400 and to analyze we use the ICP. And to analyze of the statistics, we use the SAS enterprise guide 3.0. This photo shows the real status of the plant. Left part is same plant, but left part is the cyan root part is there is the few fruiting. But normal part is the normally progress of the fruiting. Many of the farmers is this photo surprised. From now, I'll tell you about the result and discussion. To know the real state of the cyan root outbreak in the Korea, so we surveyed the 1,700 trees. In there, so we find we surprised. Half of the trees already found in cyan root. The remaining is just 26%. That's very important to us. It now have severely occurred in Korea. So how to solve is our problem. To know of the cyan root on flowering, we surveyed. We group in four groups. just one group is the known. It's just within the 10 flower per tree, and small, medium is the optimal status. In the case of bees, there we surveyed the fruit trees, the 210 tree. In there is the 174 trees, the we found the cyan root. In this non group is the 106, very severely occurred. To know about the cyan root on fruiting, we surveyed on the four groups. Known is the within one fruit and 10 fruit and small, and optimum is the there is no need to thinning of the fruit until the harvest time. So cyan root is the cyan mandanis. Known is 25%, small is 41%. But opposition is there is the normal cyan root is the known is 2%, no small is 90%. But optimum status is the really opposition of the cyan root. From how to the cyan root on the growth of the cyan mandanis in survey about the status. Interesting is here. Cyan root tree has a special characteristic. There is opposition of the rootstock very low on the soil surface. There is opposition to the length of the 1.5 cm over the soil surface, but normal tree is just 8.6 cm. Enough is the exposure of the rootstock is very important to reduce of the cyan root. So, tree is very vigorous of cyan root, so height and waist and trunk length diameter is more bigger than the normal tree. To know about the cyan root on the porosity with measuring, usually cyan root is more vigorous, so porosity is also the same response. But interesting is the BPDL. That is the indicator of the stress. The BPDL is more low than the normal tree. To know about the cyan root on the nutrition, we analyze of the leaf and root. And the cyan root, leaf of the leaf nitrogen of the cyan root is more higher than the normal trees. So therefore the leaf cyan ratio is more lower than the normal tree. To analyze of the root nutrition, the scab is more severe. Normal tree is the nitrogen content of root is 1.13%, but cyan root tree is 1.87%. More severe is difference. But interesting is the carbon content. Normal tree is 44%. Cyan root tree is 41%. So, therefore, the cyan ratio is more severe difference. So, cyan ratio is more drop it than the normal tree. To analyze the another macronutrient, so in the cyan root, there's a potassium and carbon content. Calcium content is a little higher than the normal tree, but phosphorus and magnesium content is a little lower than the normal tree. But finally, the fruit quality is the rapid than the normal trees. Most of all, the fruit weight and solid content of normal cyan root is lower than the normal trees. But citric acid content is a little higher than the normal trees. And yield is of the cyan root is severely dropped than the normal trees. So, from the result, we know the cyan root occurs a joint path, but that is the when it deeply planted, that is easily outbreak. And flowering and fruiting is severely dropped, and the fruit quality also decreased. The response of growth is more vigorous, and increase of trunk size. The porosity was a little increased than the normal trees. Nitrogen stock of the root is more increased. But carbon contents was a decrease in the cyan root trees. Thank you for my presentation.
questions?
Yes.
Is there a potential to solve this problem by use of a different rootstock?
Yes. We have to keep the enough the exposure of the rootstock. We protect our outbreak of silent root. So we have, but until now we do not consider about the planting depth, because in Jeju Island very strong wind occurs. So we don't disturb of the seedlings. We add up soil around the great path, so deep plant, because Shiori Mandai root is very weak. So the farmer wants the more strong tree, so deep plant. They don't think our rootstock exists. So I said, we have to use the rootstock ability, then after we protect of the silent problem in Korea.
Thank you very much.